This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So, Emily, one of our listeners, is applying for a job, and I guess her application does provide a picture along with her CV. So she asked me to look at a couple of her pictures and pick one. And if you guys need me to do that, you can. I mean, I should eventually charge for this kind of stuff, but you can always email me at drdahlia.com or drdahlia@hotmail.com. And before I picked the picture, I'm waiting for her to respond back. I told her to send me a picture of what she really looks like. I just want to see what she would look like in the interview. And so I haven't heard a response yet, which is fine because she's probably trying to figure out how to make a picture look good. But we don't take bad pictures of ourselves, right? We'll make sure it gets photoshopped. I was on McIntyre in the morning talking to Doug McIntyre about this on KABC Radio. And he said a lot of Hollywood actors have issues with this where their headshots are photoshopped and filtered and lines removed. And they look so good that it almost looks like a high school yearbook photo. Not that that's... that wasn't my best picture. And then when they go in for the part, no, they don't get it. You know, because the producer and the director were expecting somebody to look like X, Y, and Z. So that's why with Emily, I'm like, okay, yeah, these are nice pictures, but what do you really look like? Because you could tell they were photoshopped. So you're going to send to a job, you know, a picture making you look like one thing, representing yourself, and then actually you're going to have to show up for the actual interview looking a certain way. Kind of like, you know, the whole Mrs. Doubtfire or the Tootsie, you know, where they dressed up as a completely different gender, you know, to get the job. You know, so, you know, we were talking about the Snapchat dysmorphia where a bunch of people are having plastic surgery to try to look like their, you know, Snapchat picture. Or their Instagram photo or their Facebook photo. Because, again, we want to look good, so we'll take a picture of ourselves. We'll play around with the filter. I did. I just took a bunch of pictures of me yesterday at White Coat Ceremony. You bet your butt I waited until I could filter around or, you know, send the better of the two pictures. I do that. But there's a problem if people are trying to change the way they look under the knife to match a selfie. Now, I brought up last week, one issue that I think is going on is many people in the dating circuit, they come up with a fabulous picture for Tinder or for the dating website, and they get swiped right or they get a lot of hits. And so now they have to panic about looking the way they do in that picture on the date. And for me, I don't want to be lied to. I don't want to be tricked. Now, I get wanting to have a good picture of yourself. I get that because I'm into that. But I'm wondering if the shock of not being who you pretended to be is worse than you're having the picture of you with the lines, etc. I mean, how many of us would really put a picture of ourselves? Now, our personality does shine through. So if you make photos of yourself and you're smiling you know, and you're like, they, okay, that's me. You guys know my personality. That is me. Okay, I'm googly-eyed. My tongue is always out of my mouth. I'm always like, ah, okay, that's me. But you have some people there where they will just straight face. I mean, they will just, or they'll sit there with a cigar in their mouth like, huh? Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry is one of my favorite radio hosts. I don't know if you guys remember him, the man of a thousand voices. The Phil Hendry show, awesome, where he gets these guests that come on, and these guests are really colorful characters. And callers start getting ticked, and he's trying to moderate between the guests and the caller, and then you just come to find out that he may be the guest. He could do a lot of voices. He's fast with it. He is probably one of the most gifted actors and talents on screen, on air, in written pose. I am just the biggest fan of Phil Hendry. Biggest fan. But when you see his photos or his selfies, he sits there with a cut of this, like, I don't give a crap what you think of me look. And that's exactly him. So if, I don't know if he's still single, but if he ever wanted to attract somebody and meet somebody, meet up with somebody for a date, and he put that picture of himself, that's what you get. That's exactly what you get. And you want to know what? Some girls like that. Some girls find that sexy. They do. So my suggestion to you all is find a realistic photo of yourself. Put a picture of up with you not having makeup. I did. I'm terrified of people seeing me without my makeup. Well, I had to drive my son to school, and so I didn't have makeup one day. And I decided to take a picture. And you want to know what? It didn't look that bad. I didn't post it because I was afraid. But I'm like, you know, it didn't look that bad. And so, again, people don't want to be duped. Whether you're a Hollywood actor, whether you're a boss, whether you're a potential, you know, relationship, they don't want to be duped. And I'm wondering if that's a big issue that people are having. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-362-3254. All right, when we come back, I want to talk about this controversial study where they say, this is very interesting, they say it human evolution may favor domestic violence. Why? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny and Jason who are working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So there's a controversial study kind of making its way around the Internet talking about how domestic violence may have its roots in evolution. And according to Daily Mail, this could explain why crime is so widespread across the globe. The latest findings suggest men who are abusive towards their partners have more children. Hence, if they've been able to propagate more kids, then that abusive gene follows too, generation after generation. They say the implications that abusive men use violence to rape their partners, making them more likely to father children and pass these genes to the next generation. Researchers say understand the impact of evolution on domestic violence may aid future efforts to prevent it. Now, critics, of course, say the study shows little about the inheritance of violent traits, as it only looks at a single generation of violent men. Apparently, the scientists at the University of Toulouse, France, interviewed women of the Tsimin people, an indigenous culture in Bolivia with no access to contraception. And 85% of the 105 women they spoke to for the study had experienced domestic abuse during their lifetime. Researchers found that on average, women were more likely to give birth in a year when their pilot partner was violent with them. Experts say sexual violence against a partner could increase a couple's likelihood to have children, so that abusive men could pass on their genes easier. According to Elizabeth Pillsworth, a researcher at California State University who was not involved in the study, she said intimate partner violence may persist as an evolutionary strategy to enhance male fitness. The controversial findings obviously have linked with similar studies that have looked at this as well. Certain species of baboon and chimpanzees have previously been shown to use long-term sexual intimidation to control their mates. So, partner abuse has a long history in primates, including humans. You know, I told you guys I was at a zoo in Arizona. It was a real nice zoo. And there was a turtle that seemed smaller than two other turtles. And I see the two bigger turtles start to go at her. I mean, I assumed it was a she. Because then one turtle mounts her. And she tries to leave. And she even makes noise. She doesn't want, you know, so basically she's being raped by this turtle. Now, my husband makes fun of me because I'm like, okay, stop him. I mean, this turtle's, you know, attacking this other turtle. And my kids and my husband are like, look, okay, that's nature. Okay? Babies wouldn't be made in the animal kingdom if that wasn't done. Not that he was extrapolating to humans, okay? But in the animal kingdom, it wouldn't happen. So the one turtle is done. Then the other turtle tries to go there, and she tries to run. And for any of us who have ever been assaulted, it just kind of gives us the heebie-jeebies. I know we're talking about turtles, but she was overpowered, and there was a little fight between them. But anyway, two of them had their way. So it makes sense that there's a good chance that turtle got pregnant, and then that turtle would make babies. And, you know, I thought long and hard when my husband said, but look in nature, you know, a lot of animals, that's kind of how they propagate the species. You know, animals don't really ask another animal all the time. Now, I thought that did happen. I thought because, you know, I see my cats, okay? You know, I've got four girl cats and one guy cat. Now, don't worry, everyone's spayed and neutered because I do not need a lot of baby, you know, baby shakaboos because shakaboo is... You know, he's got some interesting genes. Not that I was doing eugenics or anything. We just didn't need a lot of baby kitty cats. We like to rescue cats. And so, you know, Shaky Boo will kind of go up to Sashi and be like, hey, girl. Sashi's like, mm-hmm. He's like, yeah. You want to get with me? She's like, yeah. And then I'm like, really, guys, get a room. Really get a room. So I see my cats. You know, I do see animals. Sometimes they do kind of nudge and do a little headbutt and, you know, there's a little bit of foreplay. But then on other days, no. He just goes right up and jumps on the cat. And then I yell. I'm like, shake, no sex, no sex, bad boy, no sex. You know, and Sashi's like, no, it's okay, I'm good. I'm good. I'm like, Sashi, come on, please, show some decorum. We got little baby kitty cats, little snappy boo. The baby little girl, she's like, well, what's going on over here? I'm like, no, you do not need to see what's going on over here. It's really, it's horrible, honestly. I'm trying to keep a child-friendly house for both the kitty cats and the kids. And you got Shaky Boo and Sashi just rolling around, right, the upstairs and downstairs. I'm like, really, people? Come on. Really? Anyway. So, unfortunately... I think we do have traits. If you're a bad guy or a bad girl, if you have tendencies towards violence or violent behavior, yes, you could probably, you wonder why in evolution they would allow that. You would think evolution would naturally select, you know, the good guys and the good girls. But that doesn't make babies. And so, the point I'm making is, you know, we have made phenomenal progress in fighting assault, in trying to empower victims. prevent people from being new victims. You know, stunt guns and pepper spray, and many of us can conceal carry, and a lot of us are learning self-defense. And so, you know, I think we are empowering this, but this just reminds us that nature will win. And there may be a drive. Okay, I'm not trying to get all Jurassic Park on you, but remember Jurassic Park? The more you try to humanize or confine or mess with nature, the more nature will fight to supersede. I know this study was controversial, but you just start to wonder a little bit if we may be brewing and spurning a subspecies or a species of people that in order to get their sex, they have to turn to violence. You know, I caution everybody, especially women, with their decorum in the office setting and the way they dress and the way they, I mean, you know, we're animals and we have very strong sex drives. And even though assault is violence, it's not about sex. If you get assaulted, it's violent. But I do think that some assaults happen because somebody wanted sex. That sex drive was so empowering that they didn't care that it hurt you. They didn't care that you said no. So I don't think all rapes are about violence. I think some of them could be about sex. And I think we women could be, unfortunately, thinking we're progressing so well with, I could wear a miniskirt, and I could wear boots, and I could have my cleavage show, and no one's going to touch me because they're not allowed to. There's laws, and there's workplace protocols and employee handbooks that are going to protect me. Well, think back to Jurassic World. Is an employee handbook going to keep away the Tyrannosaurus Rex? No. And I think we need to have honest conversations about sexuality and drive and what could be causing people to go into a frenzy. And I think there's a lot of humans out there. You know, I told you, I think there's a lot of people where you could just push their buttons just enough for them to turn violent. I think most of us have some sort of threshold. Now, some of us may have, I mean, you could bug me for years, you know, but I think all of us will turn animal because we are animals. I mean, you mess with my kid, right? Out come the claws. So yeah, I think I have that potential. If my kids are getting attacked, I'll go for the jugular. Don't even mess with me. So I think all of us do have that potential. And so, you know, we may think we're progressing in terms of sex and sexual assault and harassment, but, you know, ladies, keep in mind, and men, that we are animals at the core, and don't test the boundaries of nature. Don't test the boundaries of our animalistic instincts and urges. Because it could just be a, you know what, I'm done. I can't be doing this whole shirt and tie thing. Hear me roar. 1-877-DOLLY, we'll be right back.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCM10.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump took to Twitter to tout his sanctions that he slapped on Iran at midnight, calling them the most biting sanctions ever imposed. The president also called on other nations to join in the economic pressure, and U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton says it's not a good idea to do business with Iran.
Business people know they want to do business with the United States, and if it's a choice between us or Iran, that's a pretty easy choice for them. That's pressure their own governments in Europe are now beginning to feel.
Voters in five states will head to the polls today. The most heated race to watch is a special election in Ohio's 12th congressional district, where a Democrat hasn't won since the 1980s. Former Godfather's Pizza CEO Herman Cain shares what he believes the Democrats will be running on this year.
They're going to try to sell this idea of free stuff, but the American people are waking up. Socialism has never worked in the history of man.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You heard about the recent tragic officer-involved shootings where officers fatally shot an innocent bystander and in another where a hostage was killed? This is no criticism of law enforcement. I'm telling you this because these are trained professionals. They train for these scenarios thoroughly, and yet there were tragic outcomes. So what does this say for the rest of us who go shooting maybe once a month at best? Don't risk being underprepared, undertrained, and spending the rest of your life replaying that moment. Instead, practice frequently with iTarget Pro. Revolutionizing home firearm training, iTarget Pro uses your actual gun so you can become proficient with the firearm you use in real life. Utilizing your smartphone, their proprietary app uses a laser in place of the bullet and will detect exactly where your shots are landing. And right now you can save 10% with the offer code WAR when you purchase the iTarget Pro system. Save money, time, and take your skill to the next level, safely and effectively. That's the letter I, iTargetPro.com, offer code WAR, iTargetPro.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, there's a pair of fires tearing through the Lake Colusa and Mendocino counties in Northern California, now jointly known as the Mendocino Complex Fire. And it has, as of yesterday, become the largest wildfire ever recorded in California and has burned through 283,000 acres in just 11 days. It topped a record established just 8 months ago by the Thomas Fire. If you remember, the Thomas Fire consumed 282,000 acres in Santa Barbara and Ventura counties. The Thomas Fire went on for about 5 weeks. Destroyed 1,000 homes and buildings. Now, this Mendocino Complex Fire has mostly burned forested land, has destroyed about 140 structures, but is moving fast. You got extreme heat, hazardous winds, scouring the brittle dry land. It was only 30% contained as of yesterday, according to CAL FIRE. So they say the Mendocino Complex Fire is actually a combination of the ranch and river fires that broke out within an hour of each other and just a few miles apart. and originally was considered a single fire by officials. Now it's one of a dozen wildfires across the state. Now, the most dangerous of recent days has been the Carr Fire in Redding. The Carr Fire in Redding destroyed 1,000 homes and caused 7 people to die. That fire is beginning to slow, but only 50% contained. So the Carr Fire is still going on. So we have 14,000 firefighters. I believe we also have National Guard and other members of the military involved. 14,000 firefighters battling fires. We got smoke, triple-digit temperatures are plaguing large sections of the state. So this past year has been devastating, according to Slate.com. 40 people killed in Wine Country in October with the last fire. The Thomas Fire broke out after that. And then there was a bunch of wildfires in June. 4 of the 5 wildest, largest wildfires in California's modern history have occurred since 2012. And the worst part yet is we're only in the middle of fire season. They say the worst fires often break out later in the year. So very, very scary time. One thing that I try to help with is raising blood. And we need blood. We can't make blood product on our own. And with what's going on in Northern California, you have now thousands of people who would have donated blood not being able to. So if you want to help, there's a few ways you could help. One is you could donate to the Red Cross, Salvation Army. Go to their websites, redcross.org and salvationarmy.com. But the other thing, too, is you could help donate blood. Donating blood is easy to do. And if you can't donate blood or you don't think you qualify, if you could host a drive, if you could host a blood drive, that could save many more lives than even your one donation. So reach out to me at drdahlia.com or on my Facebook and Twitter. We're establishing Blood Donation Week and State Blood Donation Days. West Virginia, Nebraska have just declared a State Blood Donation Day. Michigan, we're getting so many people involved to try to help raise blood and for year-round. So we don't have to try to ask for people in an emergency. And if your workplace can host a blood drive, please reach out to me at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the FDA has had to establish now a global recall of that Valsartan. Remember I told you that Valsartan is a blood pressure medicine? One of my favorite classes, the ARBs, that we use to treat high blood pressure and heart failure. The original recall were drugs manufactured in Zhejiang or Zhejiang-Huai pharmaceuticals in China because NDMA, N-nitrosodimethylamine, was created as an accidental byproduct when they were making the pills. And this NDMA has been shown to increase the occurrence of cancer in animals. Well, the agency has had to expand the recall twice to now globally. The U.S. EPA has deemed NDMA a probable human carcinogen or a chemical that could increase the risk of cancer in humans. It is found in certain water supplies and food at very small levels that is usually considered safe for humans. But taking in a pill every day could possibly put you at risk. They say the amounts of NDMA found in the recalled batches of Valsartan from the manufacturer in China did exceed those acceptable levels. Scientists from the FDA estimate that if 8,000 people took the highest Valsartan dose, 320 milligrams, from the recalled batches daily for 4 years, there may be one additional case of cancer over the lifetimes of those 8,000 people. So on my website or on my Facebook and Twitter, we have the list of the recalled medications as well as a list of products containing Valsartan that have not been recalled on the FDA website. So right now, the products that could have been contaminated with the NDMA are being recalled. Some of them were made by Solkol Pharmaceuticals, some by Major Pharmaceuticals, some by Teva. Not all of them. So according to the FDA, they said it's important to know that not all Valsartan products contain the NDMA. So pharmacists may still be able to provide a refill of your Valsartan medication from batches that are not affected by the recall. And doctors may prescribe a different medication that treats the same indications. We do not want you stopping your medicine right away. So if you stop your medication, your blood pressure could rebound. So what we want you to do is very calmly, all right, look into it. Call your pharmacist. Call your doctor. Your pharmacist would know your lot number better than your doctor. So have the pharmacist take a peek and then decide if you need to stop it or if that is fine. And again, if in doubt, go to the FDA website. And I have the link attached to the article on my website if you need. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Spider venom is a super drug. And now we're finding that spider venom could treat a rare drug-resistant form of childhood epilepsy, Dravet syndrome. Now, for some of you that go, wait, Dravet syndrome, that sounds familiar, or Dravet, that's the condition that has been approved for the FDA-approved marijuana drug that could treat. It's a very rare and serious form of epilepsy. And apparently researchers from the University of Queensland and the Florey Institute of Neuroscience think that peptides in spider venom could control convulsions associated with this Dravet or Dravet syndrome. Apparently, the amino acid molecules in spiders could restore the neural deficiencies causing the trigger attacks. You know, when you have a disruption in your electrical flow, it causes abnormal discharge of the electricity, kind of like a short circuit. And God forbid that happens, somebody could seize. Professor Glenn King said the study in mice could be an important step towards better therapeutic strategies for the rare and life-threatening type of epilepsy developed by children in the first year of life. About 80% of Dravet syndrome cases are caused by a mutation in a gene called SCN1A. When the gene doesn't work as it should, sodium channels in the brain, which regulate brain activity, do not function correctly. And other studies have found this peptide from spider venom could work. So, how do spiders kill their prey? Well, their venom attacks and targets the nervous system. But interestingly, snake venom usually targets the cardiovascular system. Did you guys know that difference? I didn't. I guess so. Snake venom will cause a substance that'll affect your heart or an electrical charge within the heart, whereas spider venom will affect the nervous system. Very, very cool. I hate spiders and I hate snakes. I mean, they freak me out. They just do. So, Dravet is a rare genetic epileptic encephalopathy. It begins in the first year of life. Baby's usually healthy, but then they start getting these polymorphic seizures, meaning multiple shape type of seizures. And then unfortunately with seizures, they many times can't live past, you know, their infancy. And if they do, these multiple seizures really impede their you know, progression through life. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com.
In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHowSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHowSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
She's a lion. She's a lion. A lion. She's a lion.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so. Turmeric. We are hearing that it is a wonder drug. In fact, my father-in-law told me to get some, and I bought some. I haven't taken it yet. Apparently, there are reports that it can help Alzheimer's, diabetes, arthritis, unwanted hair growth, baldness, infertility, erectile dysfunction, hangovers, glaucoma, cancer, according to CNN. There are 15,000 manuscripts published about curcumin. That's the active ingredient in turmeric. And there's about 50 manuscripts added to the collection each week, according to the National Institutes of Health. It is the big hot topic in now nutrition and medicine. Dr. D. Craig Hopp, Deputy Director of the Division of Extramural Research at the National Institutes of Health, says it's really taken on sort of a panacea-like properties in terms of the things it's being studied for. So what the hell is it? Well, it's a popular spice similar to ginger. known for its bright yellow color and use in curry powders and mustards. It's also called Indian saffron. It's a plant that grows across India and other areas of Asia and Central America. And turmeric flavors a range of dishes, and it's yummy. And apparently it's even part of a bunch of religious rituals. But I've heard of it being used in medicine for a long time. Apparently it's been used for centuries in medicine. Helps with knee pain from arthritis, decreases the likelihood of a heart attack. That's Sanjay Gupta from CNN. And I guess turmeric is one of many plants used in Ayurveda. It's a traditional South Asian system of medicine, according to the NIH. So it can treat breathing problems, rheumatism, fatigue, and pain. Now, they say there is a distinction that we need to make between turmeric, which is the plant, and the spice, curcumin, which is the proposed active constituent of turmeric. They say even curcumin, which is usually sold or researched, is not a single compound. There could be a collection of multiple curcuminoids. They say the turmeric root contains up to 5% of these typically. So you have to extract the curcumin, translate its power into treatment, and then test that. What a lot of us have been doing in research is, well, a lot of these people eat a lot of turmeric, and they do better. So, like, we see less colon cancer in the subcontinent of India. Okay, they call it a subcontinent because it's not really a full continent, but it's big. So they're finding lower incidence of colon cancer. So if the diet's high in turmeric, we are deducing that it'll help lower our chance of colon cancer. The problem is you really need to watch what is going on in the cells, in vivo or in vitro. In vivo in the body, in vitro in a lab. And according to this study author, there's been virtually no evidence of benefits. They say one reason for that disconnect is apart from turmeric, curcumin has biological properties that make it poorly bioavailable. Meaning you can't really have it outside the body and test as easily. It gets rapidly metabolized. It gets excreted. Very little of it gets absorbed into the body. And so if we're thinking that the chemical makes it to places where it could be of help, one, it's hard to study, and two, it really may not due to its rapid metabolism. Now, they say black pepper is often found alongside turmeric. Peperine, which is a substance that gives pepper its bite, increases curcumin's bioavailability, so maybe it helps keep the door open. Maybe you need to be using black pepper if you're on turmeric. So I have these old turmeric pills, but that may do nothing for me if I'm not taking it along with black pepper. And so the moral here, which is what I keep telling you guys over and over and over and over again, is it's very hard to bottle up nature. And we think we understand nature. We think we may have a grasp on it. And we come to find out, well, wait a second. The reason why these people do better is because maybe there's other spices along with it that are helping. Maybe it's not just that spice. Maybe it's another one that seems to be used as well. And because they use them together, have we siphoned off which one? But, finding out that way, black pepper actually makes it work more, then maybe these people that are surviving and not getting colon cancer as much is because of a combination. So, when we were talking about resveratrol and red wine, there was a big issue, a big discussion on how much you needed to drink. How much wine? And it looked like you had to drink gallons of the wine. Well, no, that doesn't work. So we're like, okay, well, we'll bottle it up. We'll extrapolate. Well, not necessarily. That may not cut it. And so we have to be a little bit more smart when it comes to getting excited about, people who drink red wine live till they're 110, 120 in France and Europe. Well, also, or Italy, in France and Italy, you're not always driving you're walking a lot. you're not eating a lot of fast food, maybe. Maybe it's a lot of the tomato or a lot of the other seasoning. So I think we just have to be a little smarter. Dr. Francesca Cordero said, if you think about it, in a curry, there's only 700 milligrams of turmeric. You need to eat 200 curries a day to get the therapeutic level. So what are they seeing? Well, Cordero's team used eye drops infused with a stabilizer that increased curcumin solubility on the rat subjects twice a day. And she said they used nanotechnology. They say the advantage of it being so small that it could cross into the eye as an eye drop into the back of the eye. Once it enters, it can affect the nerve cells there, and that direct effect can lead to them not dying. It's what we call neuroprotection. 3 weeks later, the untreated control group had a 23% reduction in retinal cells compared with the eye drop group. And they said that the loss was prevented by treatment with curcumin. So now they want to try this on retina protection. You know, retina is like the window to the brain. And, you know, they also want to see if it can help with amyloid plaques. There's a whole bunch of things they want to test with. So, you know, stay tuned, you know, but again, use caution. Now, this was an interesting study. They said if you want to lose weight, you got to make sure to stretch. How many of you stretch on a regular basis? No, you exercise and you, you know, jump in and you're like, well, I don't have time. So you just kind of jump in and, you know, are you taking the time to stretch? They say that your muscles need to recover. So we know that. Fuel is used up. You get waste products. Your muscle fiber structure is disrupted. So you need to kind of clean this up and get it ready for more exercise. And so they say massage has been consistently effective. And stretching is a way of massage of the muscles. Now, many muscles also have to remodel. Your body needs to remodel after exercising. They say our bodies have to adapt to the stressor of exercise, then change your muscle structure, metabolism, and physiology. When that muscle has to do all that, it leads to positive benefits of exercise. They explain in this article from Daily Mail that if you have 500 people going to show up at an event, but we only have 10 tables set, then we would have to change our capacity to be ready for the next event. Would have to increase the efficiency of the kitchen. Would have to set up more tables. Well, the body does the same thing. So your body will be like, wait a second, we need more muscle. I need to build more muscle because this person needs more muscle. And that burns fat, increases your metabolism. So they say to stretch. 1-877-DOC-LE.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Angie's List has collected millions of verified reviews of local home service providers, and now they're free for everyone to read. Angie's List makes it easy for you to find top quality service providers in your area for any type of home project. Search for a great pro in your area or let Angie's List instantly match you to a few who can do the job. To get the most reviews from real customers, all for free, go to AngiesList.com today.